Hello and welcome to MLW Confusion. I'm your host, Rob Cameron, bringing you all that you may or may not need to know about Major League Wrestling and its television programming. This week, we are going to take a look at a chaotic MLW Fusion 179, but first, the news. As everyone knows, this is primarily an MLW-based podcast, and outside of like the interviews, I do try to, stick to Major League Wrestling and not bring out too much other things, outside of a shameless plug here or there. But this has been a rough week for professional wrestling. Earlier this week, at the time of this recording, we had lost certified legend Terry Funk. I don't know what else I could say that no one else has. But he's given so much to the business and has excelled in any style you wanted to put him in. And is just, gave so much back to the business. And then to kind of compound matters to hit us even more into the fields. As of the time of this recording, news is coming down the line that Bray Wyatt had passed this morning. It is being reported through Sean Ross Sapp at Fightful that it was a heart attack from a heart condition that had been exacerbated by a COVID, positive COVID, earlier in the year. There had been rumors of an illness that no one would, specify, which is fair, privacy and all that good stuff. But we could argue it could be time for Funk. He was retirement age, but Bray Wyatt was 36, man. That's entirely too young, especially with a youngin' at home. So I don't have a whole lot of words to say about that, compared to Funk, where I could rattle on all day. Bray's kind of hit me in the feels because he's younger than me. He's my younger sibling's age, and again, it's way too young to be crossing over, man. Rest in power, Terry. Rest in power, Bray. I'm going to take a pause and I'll be back when I can compose myself better. All right, we got that out in the air, feeling a little bit better, at least for the moment. Let's kick it off to one other cheap plug before moving into the MLW news. But once again, MLW Confusion is sponsoring local independent wrestling. So if you are in the Eastern Iowa area or in drivable distance to Bluegrass, Iowa, come check out SCW Pro's 20th anniversary at the Bluegrass Community Center. That is September 9th. At 7 p.m., $10 will get you in the door, whether you get tickets early, which I don't think you can, or at the door. Shows are always a fun experience. Main event is a triple threat match, which JT Energy will defend his SCW Pro Championship against Joe Asa and the Devil Dog, Dustin Moseley. Moving on to the MLW front, got a couple new matches announced for Fury Road, September 3rd at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 2300 Arena, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. It has been announced that the second gear crew of Matthew Justice and the one called Manders will be taking on the newly debuting, newly named calling duo Cannonball and Talon in Tornado Tag Team action. At least we're getting names for the gas mask dudes now. It's slightly better than the Lucha Guard goons that, maybe had a number if we're lucky. So Tornado Tag, leads itself to a little bit of chaos. Doesn't say there's no DQ, though, so I don't know if we'll get any weapons. But I assume it's going to be all the chaos because it is the calling. It has also been announced for Fury Road that Gene Snitsky will be in action. The enforcer of the World Titan Federation will be, well, in action, ready to fight. Hasn't announced who yet. I guess we will find out in the coming weeks. Also, one last bit of news. MLW One Shot is now available. Well, now available. Tickets are now available for MLW One Shot. That is December 7th at the Melrose Ballroom in New York City. Wow. Getting problems getting that out. And just, you know, move along real quick and not worry about things in December, I guess. But no matches announced for that. Tickets are just on sale. Well, today, when this episode comes out, tomorrow as when it's recorded. And we'll just, you know, hide things out until then. Anyway, we got a Fusion to review, so let's do that. Never mind all that. We got Fusion. 179 to be exact. Allegedly, we got three big matches that look to be full of chaos. We start the show off with the intro. We are welcomed by Joe Dombrowski and Matt Stryker. We run down the card for tonight. We have Fatu versus Akira in the main event. We have a five-person scramble match. I think it's five. I don't know. Math is hard. And of course, the special announcement that we've been touting the last couple of days. But we are going to start the show off with a match. It is The Calling, featuring Delirious and Nameless Gas Mask Goon. Might be Talon in retrospect, but at this point, not named at all. We'll be taking on the Samoan SWAT team. Yes, they got better, not dead yet. And the Second Gear crew, consisting of the one called Manders and Matthew Justice. Once all three teams get to the ring, this Calling just ditch. The SST try to go follow him when Manders, showing what a wonderful partner he is, back body drops Matthew Justice onto the SST. We get a sweet and sour combo inside the ring by the Second Gear crew on Lance and Hawaii, but the Calling interrupt that, so I guess they're going to actually wrestle now. Hey, they're actually going to wrestle. Interesting. Gas Mask Guy, despite all the adjustments, because he doesn't take off his gas mask and he hasn't taken off his jacket, does a rope drop somersault senton off the top. No victory off that as Juicy Finau clears the ring. Toko driver and then the big splash from Lance and Hawaii on Gas Mask gets broken up by Delirious. Calling gets sent outside. The Technicos are about ready to collide as we go to break. When we come back in, the SCG send Lance into a tope suicida onto Juicy Finau outside the ring. Hit a double chokeslam on Gas Mask Dude. Delirious comes in, tries to do some stuff. However, after hitting the panic attack on Justice in the corner, goes to the top rope and he's cut off by Manders. Manders hits a super Hawkeye Stampede, followed by Justice hitting a diving splash off the top rope, and that seals the deal for the Calling. 1, 2, 3, the winners of this match, the Second Gear crew. And despite my disdain for Manders, I will say this was a solid match. Who knew a gas mask dude could wrestle? Like, now I'm going to spend all my time like figuring out who's underneath the gas mask, because the dude can do some cool things. But otherwise, like, I mean, there's not a whole lot to really say about this match. It was fun, a bit short maybe, but there were bodies everywhere, things in motion the entire time, so no complaints at my end, despite Manders being in the match. So there, I guess there's one complaint for that. Moving on, last week we had a confrontation between Becca and the MLW featherweight champion and friend of the show, Delmi Exo. They had words backstage, and then after Delmi's match, Becca come out and Elka bonged Delmi with the guitar that Love Doug gave Becca. We then get an announcement that Nolo Kitano is coming soon. And by coming soon, we mean the next match. But, you know, before we, like, worry about that sort of stuff, let's take a brief pause for the cause. Let's go get ourselves an energy drink, obviously. I am sounding pretty parched. And we'll be back. Un momento. If you're like me, sometimes you need a pick-me-up to get you through the day. I drink Ray's Energy for that pickup. Ray's comes in a bunch of different flavors, and more recently, Italian Ice, which is great, by the way. And it contains no sugar, so there's no crash after you drink it. And really, like, best of all, if you go through me and go to wetrepsports.com, use my code CASS, you get 15% off your order. So also, be like CASS, drink Raise Energy. All right, we are back. We get a repeat of Davey Boy Smith Jr.'s journey through this year's Opera Cup. Once again, he won the Opera Cup for the second time last week against Hot Sauce Tracy Williams. Following this, we get our big announcement, and it's surprisingly big. I'm not going to lie about this. I mean, it could technically have been bigger, but like, it's still a pretty solid announcement that there is a partnership now between MLW and New Japan Pro Wrestling. This partnership will at least allow Kushida to take part at Fury Road, which I kind of guessed given the DeLorean vignettes. But hey, it's official now. It will be announced that Kushida will be taking on Tony Deppen at Fury Road. All right, it is time for our second match. It is a five-person scramble. I counted this time as Love Doug takes on O'Shea Edwards, who takes on the debuting Nolo Kitano versus Ken Broadway versus number one contender for the MLW Championship, Willie Mack. Bell rings and everyone teams up on O'Shea, sending him to the arena floor, but then everyone decides to dive on him, and he catches every single one of them that's not named Willie Mack. So nobody's learning anything from each other, as Matt Stryker points out on commentary. We go to break, we come back, Willie Mack and Broadway square off inside the ring, Mack dumps Broadway, so Kitano comes in. Lots of kicks by our little ninja friend as Love Doug comes in to substitute for Willie Mack. Hits a bulldog for two as Ken Broadway breaks the tag on that. Love Doug proposes to Broadway, and then Broadway accidentally proposes to Doug. But before we can get a proper answer for any of this, O'Shea Edwards comes in because he's not having any of this. Death to fake heavyweights. There we go. I was about to say fake kaiju, but no. No fake kaiju. Fake heavyweights, man. There are no fake kaiju. There's only the real thing. And one of those real things is O'Shea Edwards. O'Shea catches Broadway and into like a scoop lift, turns that into a very long time stalling suplex. However, he is eventually taken down by Nolo Kitano and Ken Broadway with double knees. Love Doug and Willie Mack clear out the ring from there. O'Shea does come in and targets Willie Mack before Doug and Kitano kind of take over things for a minute. We go for kind of a Tower of Doom spot. It was supposed to be a double suplex, a double super play by Kitano and Doug on O'Shea Edwards. But really, Willie Mack is the catalyst for all this. Pulls everybody down into the big Tower of Doom spot. Broadway then clears house of people who weren't already dead. Broadway takes out people, lands on his back for like an interesting little toss suplex kind of maneuver when Willie Mack catches him with a diving splash out of nowhere to pick up the victory. Also, fun chaotic match. I'm not sure, like, if we're going to talk about draft picks, I'm not sure if it was the best avenue to introduce our draft picks per se, but everyone got their stuff in, so it was a very entertaining match. Obviously, Willie Mack needed to win, which kind of upset me because O'Shea Edwards is in there, and I'd really wanted him to really kind of like make a bigger impact. Not that he didn't make an impact, because he really did dominate for a lot of times he was there, and most of the time it did take like multiple folk to take him out when he was not in the ring. But yeah, and then my other complaint is, and I'm not sure if this is just editing or bad agenting backstage, but this is like two matches in a row, and well, it'd be at least two matches in a night that ended with a big splash off the top rope. I mean, granted, slightly different than the Second Gear crew, but still, a big splash off the ropes nonetheless. Willie gets on the mic, whoop whoop, gonna win the title, yo. Short and sweet. We get another DeLorean promo. He's good. Kushida has been announced for Fury Road, so I figured DeLoreans and the Time Traveler dude, or at least the Back to the Future dude. So it is official. He will be debuting for MLW at Fury Road, taking on Tony Deppen, which will be a clinic, ladies and gentlemen. So like that match will be worth the price of admission alone if you enjoy pure wrestling. Akira with the calling come out to the ring. Akira gets a chair, sits in the middle of the ring with a microphone. Talked about how he's being cheered a minute ago, and now no one really cares about him. He finally turns his attention to Jacob Fatu, notes that he put a knee into the back of Fatu's head, and he's willing to do it again, so he can come out if he'd like to. This is supposed to be our main event of the evening, ladies and gentlemen. Fatu comes out with the mic. He is going to dog walk Akira. Some cursing, of course, because it's Jacob Fatu promo. And then, like, staff are out to separate the two. So we're not having a scene fight. But Akira takes the chair and jumps off the top rope with it into the crowd. Fatu, however, takes over, chucking Akira around the ring. We do get in the ring, and a bell rings, and one ref comes in. Akira counters the Alley Oos with a crucifix. Then some gas mask dudes come in. They eat some super kicks and an Alley Oos. Then a tope suicida by Fatu to the outside of the ring. Ricky Shane Page comes out with a barbed wire baseball bat, uses it, and then sends Fatu into the ring post. And then, the bell rings a lot, and the calling just wander off. And that's our main event. This is kind of like MLW does this, where they announce things as a main event, and then you can obviously tell that the match was never a match to begin with. Like, I don't know. Like, usually they try to play it up where it is like it starts as a match and then it just kind of like devolves into a wild brawl and it's like a double DQ or whatnot. But like this match didn't even like pretend to be a match. It was just Akira talking, then Fatu talking, and then security comes out. Like, if it was supposed to be a match, what's security doing out there? Like, Fatu's not doing anything yet. And even if he was, like, the only person in the ring is Akira. So if they're supposed to have a match, let him go at it. I mean, the brawl was a lot of fun, don't get me wrong, but like it's one of the little things that bother me about MLW is they'll announce these things and then not really follow through with it. And so like this is our main event, ladies and gentlemen, a match that was obviously not supposed to be a match. Again, fun brawl. Like, it was not the fault of the guys in the ring for this to really just kind of leave a bad taste in my mouth. That's all management. But you know, I guess it's an improvement over last week that was pretty meh overall. And again, we got some big news coming out of the Turnpike as well, you know, with Kushida debuting too. So like, you know, and the first two and the other two matches were fun. So it did lead to like a quick like 40-minute episode of the show. So, you know, it's quick enough. Nothing inherently like bad as long as you ignore that the main event really wasn't a main event at all. But you know, let me know what you think. Hit me up on the socials. Like, we'll do that at the end. Of course, this past week, my interview with Delmi Exo, the MLW featherweight and a WXW women's champion. A lot of fun to talk to her. She's super awesome. And anyone who tolerates my BS is super awesome, by the way. So good on that. Check that out. That's, you know, same platforms as Confusion. Other cheap plug is that Cameo is lowering their standards now. So if you want a direct quote, message, whether it's proposals, pick-me-ups, congratulatories, or you just want me to go on a 30-minute rant about the one called Manders, I can do all those things. So Cameo, I believe it's cameo.com/ the Nova Cast. So I'll post the link somewhere because, you know, I didn't write that down in my notes. I'm just like, cool, this is happening today. And yeah, standards are lowered. Anywho, thank you all for listening to this. You know, let me know. Hit me up on the socials. I try to be interactive every now and again. Stay tuned for the best ways to help support this here podcast. You know, thoughts and prayers go out to the Funk family and the Rotundas. And, you know, check out SCW Pro 2. I'll lump it all into like one, like 10-second little blurb there. But in the meanwhile, I'll catch you all next week. MLW Confusion is a weekly podcast that is written and performed by Rob Kammer and hosted by Spotify for Podcasters. MLW Confusion is part of the Urban Wrestling Network. You can check out the Underground Rundown on YouTube at Urban Wrestling NW. The background music for this section is Ruined My Day, performed by Alan Schroeder. If you enjoyed this podcast and like to support, please like, subscribe, and tell your friends, family, and enemies. Leaving a review is also helpful, because word-of-mouth advertisement is very important for small podcasts. My social media links can be found in the descriptor below, but the Twitter and Instagram are at the Nova of Cass. That's THENOVAOFCASS, and MLW Confusion can be found on Facebook at MLW Confusion, all one word. If you'd like to support monetarily and help upgrade my equipment, please check out my virtual tip jar at ko-fi.com/Casanova. That's CASSONOVA. If you prefer more bang for your buck, go to patreon.com/Casanova. For as little as $1, Patreon backers get access to the podcast early and without those pesky ads, plus other exclusive content. So join the crew that is headed up by Keith Wynn and Alan Schroeder and check it out. You can also find t-shirts, coffee mugs, and other merchandise at the Confusion Podcast store on Teespring. You can find that link below as well. For all business inquiries such as ads, sponsorship, and other voiceover work, please email at rzkammer@comcast.net. Kammer is spelled K-A-M-E-R-E-R. Thank you all for listening.